This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to Gavin McInnes. He's on his way to the Deplorable. He's going to be there. And we're going to talk to him about the inauguration, about some of the things that are happening there, what he expects to see. Should be very interesting. I think I'm also going to talk to him a little bit about the NFL and its plunging popularity. You know, they're telling us that Donald Trump is plunging in popularity, but the real metrics show that just the opposite. You know, these are the people, again, who told us that Hillary Clinton was going to win massively. And, of course, that didn't happen. They were telling us that right up to the day of the election. They're now telling us that Donald Trump is sinking in the polls. He is the most unpopular according to their own polls. They said, look, we have unjustly criticized him as being a racist just before Martin Luther King Day, and look at how effective our attacks have been. Well, I don't know that they are effective. And when we look at real metrics like NFL attendance, I think that we see that the people who have been pushing the agenda coming from the mainstream media that has been reflected in the cultural issues that we see with the NFL, I think those are the people who are really plunging in real metrics, things like viewership and tickets sold, that type of thing. So we'll talk to them about a wide variety of cultural issues. I want to get back, though, to this issue of should our laws be written by an unelected bureaucracy, or should they be done by elected representatives? And, of course, our elected representatives have abdicated this stuff. And going back to when Nancy Pelosi said, we have to pass it so we can see what's in it, that's really what she was talking about. I know it sounded absurd, and it is an absurd situation that we would have legislation without representation, and that's where we are today. Of course, we have taxation without representation, too, you could say. But clearly, we have a bureaucracy that creates these laws, says that they're civil laws, not criminal laws, so they're not bound by the prohibitions of excessive fines, excessive punishment. They don't have to give us the presumption of innocence when they take us to trial. They don't have to follow these the things that we have in the Constitution to protect that. They can do civil asset forfeiture. They can do all of these things because they're bureaucratic rules. That's a big problem. And the imbalance, as I point out, 2015, 87 laws versus 3,400 regulations that came out. That is the issue. Will that change under Donald Trump? I hope it will. And as we look at these cabinet hearings today, and as we look at Pruitt, who is coming up for the EPA hearing, that's going to be a very contested hearing. One of the reasons we need Pruitt there is because he's an attorney general who's been very effective at pushing back against the illegal, unconstitutional overreach of one of these point agencies, the EPA. And he said, you don't have the constitutional authority to do that. We need somebody who respects the law for a change over these regulatory agencies, if we even have an EPA. You know, quite frankly, I remember a time when there wasn't an EPA. It was created by Richard Nixon, and I wish we would go back to the time when we didn't have an EPA. The good that they have done has been so far outweighed by the bad, and they have become the point people for pushing this globalist takeover, this justification for global taxation, this justification for global governance, because you have to have taxation if you're going to support a government. So they've got to come up with some global problem that they have to invent so that they can justify a tax that they can use to fund their global governance. That's what this is all about at the very bottom of it. So he doesn't buy into that. There's going to be a debate on climate change, as the New Republic says, science will be on trial. You know, let's have some real science. Let's get to a situation where we stop arguing that it is settled. Science is never settled. Even the constant, the speed of light, we're now seeing scientists come, well, you know, I don't know that that's true or not. See, science is never settled. It's always subject to reinvestigation, reevaluation, and new theories. We had it settled that the Earth was the center of the universe, and they had a very good model that predicted planetary movement. And that was all destroyed. And we said, no, the sun was the sun. It took them a while because they had round orbits instead of elliptical orbits for a while. They had to have Kepler modify that. That's one of the reasons why everybody was pushing back against Galileo. So we need good science. We need skepticism. Don't say you're a denier. Don't tell us the majority of people say this. The majority have usually been wrong about everything in science. Gavin McGinnis will be with us when we return. Stay with us.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Gavin McGinnis. No stranger to those of you who listen to InfoWars. We've had him on several times. He's the host of the Gavin McGinnis Show on Compound Media. You can find that at compoundmedia.com. He's also a frequent contributor for national television and a contributor for Rebel Media. And you can follow him on Twitter at Gavin_McGinnis. And joining us now is Gavin McGinnis. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, David. Happy to be here.
Now, you're on your way to the Deplorable. I want to talk to you a little bit about what you expect to find there. We've had a lot of reports last couple of days. We talked about the Project Veritas report yesterday. And, of course, there's been other things that have been coming out about people planning things for the deplorable. It looked like they said that they were going to release some butyric acid, which is enough to make you puke because it smells like puke. It's the essence that gives you that smell there. I don't know if that's going to happen now that that's been exposed. Hopefully that won't. But you're going to be at the deplorable with Alex Jones and others. Tell us what you expect to see.
Well, assuming that they are true to their word, they promised paint, red paint they're going to throw on us. They've promised, as the organizers told me, they were talking about throwing human feces and urine at us as we walk in. And then the butyric acid also in the vents. But isn't it interesting that there's deplorable and then there's the inauguration the next day, and these psychopaths have put about as much energy into sabotaging both. So to them, private citizens dressing up nice and going to have a drink together is as evil and as much of a threat as the president that they think is Hitler being sworn into office.
Yeah, I guess you got to leave off your tuxedo and take a hazmat suit in order to go there, right?
Oh, I will be bringing a raincoat. I'll also be bringing anything I can legally bring for my defense. I mean, yeah, you can't bring a knife or a gun, but you can bring a large flashlight, and there's all kinds of other tools you can bring to fight them. But I'm happy to meet violence with violence. And these guys, what's amazing about them is they're not scared. Like, they're picking a fight with us, and they assume that we're going to be the same beta male cucks that they are and shy away. I'm happy to fight any of them. And even when these bikers, I can't remember how many it was. Was it 2,000 or 20,000?
Yeah, I don't know. There's, yeah, these bikers that say they're going to form a wall of meat. I think that's a colorful phrase, a wall of meat.
Wasn't it? And you know what they say to those bikers? They go, pshaw. They said, those three bikers, those gangs, they are having a rivalry right now, so they're going to be too busy fighting each other to fight us. And you go, guys, this is real life now. You're picking fights with people that you can't fight. And even in the very test videos, we had this guy, he's got a really weird name, like Le Grabe Carrefour or something, Lagarde. And he said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put chains around subway tracks.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to jail for domestic terrorism, you realize. And he's still on Twitter. He's sort of a tranny. He's doing his eyelashes and stuff, saying, oh, the conservatives are real mad. And then this other guy, Luke Kuhn, who we now find out had a meeting at, yeah, that's the guy. But Luke Kuhn is this other guy. We find out that he had the meeting at Comet Pizza. We find out all this other stuff about him being a pedophile. And he's talking about burning your house down and fighting the police. And he's still around hanging out. And I was just saying to James O'Keefe an hour ago, you realize this is the part in the story where you dye your hair blonde and you're in the back of a windowless van starting your new life. Like, at least Bill Ayers knew that you go to jail for this stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a new sheriff in town, or there will be a new sheriff in town. I don't think we're going to see Attorney General Sessions taking this stuff lightly, like we saw Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch take it lightly when people were threatened at polling places and that sort of thing. They allow that to continue to happen. I don't think they're going to take this kind of intimidation, this kind of conspiracy to commit serious crimes. I don't think they're going to take that lightly.
Yeah, well, this in their defense, I can't believe I'm defending them, but in their defense, these dummies have been told that they can do whatever they want for the past 8 years. I mean, even today in the New York Post, we learned about this Puerto Rican terrorist, this separatist from FALN, who was just being released after 55 years, even though he blew up and murdered four people. Mm-hmm. So they've been taught since their entire adult life that you can literally get away with murder. And so they're just gallivanting through, throwing acid in heating vents, attacking people, throwing feces on them like there's going to be no consequences, laughing in bikers' faces. And it's ironic because this is why Trump won, because we've had enough of you spoiled brats.
And you talk about these terrorists, and we got this guy who set himself on fire in front of the Trump Hotel shouting Trump, Trump. I mean, talk about a self-destructive urge here. But he couldn't even do that right, Gavin. I have no respect, no sympathy for somebody who would do that. He did it to himself. Nobody else set him on fire. He did it to himself. So I feel perfectly fine to laugh at somebody who is that incompetent. Like I said earlier, it's like trying to shoot yourself in the head and missing.
Well, wasn't there another guy who was talking about cutting his penis off?
Go ahead. See if I care. Oh, that's going to really bother me if you do that, right?
Oh, nuts. Well, they had a woman in Spain, too. She just went, there was a wax structure of Trump that they had out front. And she runs around and takes her top off and is dancing around with her tits flopping everywhere. And you go, okay, I don't understand what you're doing. My assistant's going, no, stop, stop.
Can't take it anymore. Well, there's also some people that have had their jars of urine and feces and paint confiscated here in Texas at the state house. So this is the kind of thing that they do on a regular basis. I mean, we had the protest that we went to cover at one of the abortion places here in Austin. And, of course, they had nothing to say. They had people who were there with signs saying, you know, a beating heart is a life and that type of stuff. So they didn't have anything to say. They would go there with completely black signs just to hold them up in front of the anti-abortion signs because they have no argument. They simply want to censor what you have to say.
Isn't that what fascism is? Isn't that what communism is? Yeah. They say they're about freedom. Okay, debate me. Why do you want to throw feces at me? Let's sit down. I'd love to explain to you why Trump is an important president, but they don't want that. In fact, they often carry those little sirens, those meh things, and they'll say their point, and then you go to counter it with, you know, all countries have borders or something like that, and they'll go meh in your face, and you just go, and then they'll start spinning, and you go, you're not just a fascist, you're a mentally ill fascist.
Yeah, well, you know what, that's part of what we had seen in the run-up to the election, when they would go to all of these massive crowds, unprecedented, the number of people that would show up just to hear Donald Trump speak. You know, they had some large crowds for Obama, but that was he was part of a concert that was there. They always had bands that were playing, so he was kind of the warm-up act for the bands, or they were the warm-up act for him. But people were showing up to hear Donald Trump just talk off the cuff for about 70 to 90 minutes. And they didn't want to hear anything. They didn't want to talk about anything. They wanted to get confrontational people's faces. And then when something happened, who threw the first punch? Well, no, he did it. No, he did it. You know, it's kind of a he said, she said. So that's why it was so important for James O'Keefe to do this undercover investigation and to go in and say, look, this is what they're planning to do. We know who's planning to start this, who's going to throw the first punch. They're talking about punching people in the throats, other things like that. So, you know, we know, and we knew that from watching these other events. We knew who was starting it, but, of course, they love to play the other side, and the media plays along with them and sells their narrative. This is part of busting that narrative before it happens.
Yeah. Roger Ailes always likes to say this. He goes, just take any situation and flip it, and you can see how absurd it is. Can you imagine InfoWars? Can you imagine David Knight sitting there talking about sabotaging subways, talking about burning people's houses down, throwing feces? Yeah. I mean, the feds would be there that afternoon. Okay. If we said any of the stuff they did, they would be apoplectic. And we even see this with the stadiums, with these rallies. You go in there, by the way, you're hired by George Soros. You go in there, you say, Trump sucks, screw Trump. You're giving the finger to everyone in the entire stadium. So we're talking about picking a fight with 10,000 people. Then one guy punches you in the face on the way out, and you go, look how violent they are. Well, go to a rap concert and say rap sucks in the middle of the stadium. Mm-hmm. Go wear an NYPD shirt to a Young Thug concert and tell me how well you do. The fact that these guys got away with one punch, shows how totally rational we are.
We're talking about flipping the situation. I mean, think about if you flip the situation with that mentally impaired white guy that was being beaten and cut and forced to say F Trump and F white people. Imagine if that was flipped. If that was four white thugs doing that to a black person, saying, you got to say F Obama and streaming that out there. And we don't really even have to imagine what the media would do with that, because we saw it with Tawana Brawley, even though that ultimately turned out to be phony. We saw how the media didn't have video of that because it didn't happen. And that was back in the day when we didn't have live streaming video of everything that's going on. But we saw what the media did with that. We saw what Al Sharpton did with that. So we don't even have to presume what would happen if it was flipped. We saw it with Tawana Brawley, even though it was totally fake.
We saw that with rumors. Look at Ferguson was based on a rumor, which, by the way, Obama foments these rumors when he says, when he says, Trayvon Martin could have been my son. He doesn't care about the trial where we learned that he was fighting Zimmerman. He doesn't care that Michael Brown didn't have his hands up. But we take these rumors, because here's the real crux of the issue here. There is a massive demand for bigotry. There's a massive demand for racism and xenophobia and homophobia and all that stuff, sexism, because it explains failure. And it diminishes our success. So there must be an explanation for this inequality in the world. I don't want it to be merit-based, so I'm just going to say, you're being evil to me, that's why I'm screwed. Unfortunately, when you have a miss like this, You don't have the supply doesn't meet the demand. So they just start conjuring up racism out of nowhere. They go, oh, cops are shooting blacks on the street. Women don't make as much as men. There's gay bashing every day. Trannies, there's a war on trannies. They're dead on the streets. And you go, none of that is true. And your lies, Obama and media, are starting riots. We have five cops shot in Dallas based on a lie. We got black protesters shooting black protesters dead because a riot is going on. We got kids in Ferguson stabbing fire hoses so they can't put out the fire that these kids started.
Absolutely. Hang on there. We got to take a quick break, Gavin. We'll be right back with Gavin McInnes.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Gavin McInnes. And we, just as we went to the break, Gavin was talking about the Black Lives Matter narratives that have always focused, Gavin, on the most controversial issues. I mean, we have situations, and of course we've had Adrian Schoolcraft in New York, and we've also had Frank Serpico talking about the fact that we need to make sure that any institution can be corrupted. You can have bad, and you will have bad individuals in any institution. But you have to be able to purge those individuals, and yet they specifically choose the incidents that either the narrative that's being put out is not true, or they get something that is very controversial and not clear-cut. That's what they always focus on, because they want to keep that conflict going. They don't want to solve the problems. And part of not solving the problem is to say, hey, you got bad cops, it's simply racism. No, you have bad cops for other reasons. And if you're going to redirect people over here to racism for your own demagogue advantage to try to break people into these different competing groups, that's the way they keep in power. If you're going to do that, you're going to take people's focus away from what the real issue is.
Yeah, why don't they disavow? Let's play their game for a while. Now that we're in the driver's seat, let's make them do this. And James O'Keefe just did this an hour ago. He was saying, when are you lefties going to disavow these protesters who want to put acid in air vents? Because Mark Ruffalo and Michael Moore and Lena Dunham and Alec Baldwin, they're all having some big ceremony where they're going to dance around and pretend that Trump's not going to be president. And O'Keefe says, I want you to disavow. Like, Trump is expected to have an opinion on David Duke all of a sudden, because David Duke mentions him. Okay, if we have to skip and dance every time you say racism, let's see you skip and dance. When your radicals say something like, what do we want, dead cops? When do we want them now? And then five cops get murdered by the new Black Panthers in Dallas. Let's see you disavow them.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when they're very selective about that. As I was saying throughout this week, we got John Lewis, who chooses to revive this racism attack against Donald Trump in the run-up to Martin Luther King Day. I said, look, you know, he's known for the Freedom Riders, and yet you've got this guy that the left dearly loves, Morris Deese, who founded the Southern Poverty Law Center. And what was his involvement, his sole involvement in the civil rights movement, was to defend the people who pulled these people out of the buses, severely beat them, and set the buses on fire. Morris Deese defended that Ku Klux Klan leader, then set out the civil rights movement, then for money got back in the Southern Poverty Law Center. Has John Lewis, disavowed this guy? Of course he hasn't. They didn't disavow Robert Byrd. They continue to go down this path for these people. And yet you see John Lewis constantly calling every single Republican candidate, whether it's John McCain or Mitt Romney, calling them the racist, calling them Ku Klux Klan, calling them George Wallace, and then even attacking Bernie Sanders. And I think that was a key thing. Bernie Sanders came out and said, look, this is just words, because Bernie Sanders knows that John Lewis is such a partisan hack. He's not just a Democrat. He's a Hillary Clinton Democrat. He'd even attack Bernie Sanders and say Bernie Sanders had nothing to do with the civil rights movement when he did.
It's victimhood culture, and victimhood culture is lucrative. That's what I think we have to understand about that. There's an economic component to this. There are dozens, hundreds, thousands of jobs based on the lie that America is in the 1940s. And Trump here is here to say, we're done. No more victimhood status. It's a meritocracy now. And communists and mentally ill artists and all these race hustlers, their entire career is predicated on this myth. And when you shatter it, they start to panic. They're having a meltdown now because the jig is up and all of a sudden they have to work. That's why they want to attack a ball as much as the inauguration, because we are people using our own money, minding our own business, enjoying ourselves, and they hate that. They hate freedom, they hate meritocracy, and they hate fun. And you guess what all those three things are when you put them together? They're America.
Yeah,
these people
exactly.
hate their
exactly.
own country.
Now, you're on a list of people that the left have published out as a target list for the deplorable. They are not content just to try to release the smell of vomit through the ventilation system, but they want to specifically come after you, Alex Jones, Joe Biggs, Roger Stone, and Gavin McInnes. And, of course, she said, all of you, and I'm telling you what, these people are biting off more than they can chew, because I know that Joe Biggs and Alex Jones can more than handle themselves. They don't need a wall of meat from 5,000 bikers for Trump. They can do it themselves against these people.
I was just saying, about the deplorable, I thought, if any of them do sneak in, my biggest fear is that the security will get to them before we do. I'm going to be sort of protecting them and saying, shh, Keep it down. Keep it down. Come over here. Come over here. We have to get you away from the cops. I'm scared of the cops doing their job.
That's right. You want a piece of me? You want a piece of me? That's what it's going to be like. Absolutely amazing. Well, and you know, and these are the people, again, who cannot even set themselves on fire successfully. I mean, that's how pathetic this is. I still can't get over this guy who tried to set himself on fire. Thank you so much, Gavin McInnes. And, of course, you can follow him on the Gavin McInnes Show. And what is the name of that network that you have? It's
CompoundMedia.com, TackyMag.com, Rebel.media.
Great, great. Thank you very much, Gavin McInnes. And stay with us when we come back. We're going to have Alex Jones.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need a thousand tall Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. As we were just talking to Gavin McInnes and all the crazy things that people are willing to do to get across their political agenda. We see this now in the reports that are surfacing leading up to the inauguration, leading up to the balls, especially the deplorable. And as we look at the uncertainty of the storms that we've seen this last week, remember that now is a good time to prepare for that kind of uncertainty, to stock up on storable food. And we've now put in an inauguration preparedness special, 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWars.com. Just as you saw last week, all the shelves being emptied in the wake of the snowstorm or the ice storm. And Who knows what is going to happen? You might even just have a massive spike in the price of food. Now is the time to prepare so that you have food, so that you have food that you can afford. You're not going to be hit with a shortage either because of money or because you just simply can't get it on the shelf. This is a great way to provide for your family, for yourself. And, of course, when it is discounted this much, 30 to 40% off the retail price of all InfoWars-select storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com. This has a shelf life of 25 years. It's a great way to even out the price increases, to make sure that it's going to be there for you. It has got great packaging, and it is resealable. All made in the U.S., no GMO, and you can get it now for 30 to 40% off. Also, our specials for InfoWars Life, we started the year with a special 20 to 30% off various products, our most popular products. That is still in effect. That is going to be ending the end of this week. Again, 30% off Brain Force, 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We also have 20% off Prostaguard, Liver Shield, Secret 12. That's our vitamin B12 liquid formulations. Very easy to take, very easy for your body to assimilate, and 20% off Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. You'll see that and many others at InfoWarsLife.com. That sale will be ending along with the inauguration, so don't miss your chance to stock up on that. Now, yesterday, we had Roger Stone come on, and he talked to Alex Jones, said he's been very sick. We have an article up talking about what he had to say. Trump operative Roger Stone survives assassination attempt. He said the general consensus is that I was poisoned. He was concerned about that. I've got a report here from Alex Jones about the deep state versus journalists.
Well, I hope MSNBC and CNN, all the college kids that got recruited by intelligence agencies, are proud of yourself. What you got recruited by was a foreign corporate coup over our nation state with the admitted plan to bankrupt our society, to turn us into abject chattel financial slaves. And right now you're getting your asses kicked royale. You are getting your asses handed to you. And you don't understand that if you keep pushing, the real guns haven't even come out yet politically. You're being punched by big old fat gloves right now. Buckley, what are the biggest gloves they can wear in boxing?
16 ounces or something?
I mean, the big gloves are on right now. Look at this traffic. You know, I'm teleprompter free. So it is, what happens is I pull up this big image of all the data and all the research and all the info, and then I start going into it, and as I jump from one piece to another, my brain starts accelerating until my mouth can't keep up with the data. So I'm just going to really try to be calm here and break this down. I was told by high-level sources that I needed to watch being poisoned about a month and a half ago, right after Trump won. And I got multiple calls from Virginia, from Houston, from people saying, you need to really watch out. And the word is, so I guess I need to call the FBI and tell them about this, is that they might use a radioactive isotope on you like polonium. And you hear this stuff, and you're like, oh, okay, yeah. There was that Litvinenko triple agent. Thought he was a Russian agent, really a British agent. They thought he was an agent back to the Russians. So he gets poisoned with it. And then the MI6 operative who's working with him, the guy that gets poisoned with polonium, is the guy that leaks the Trump PPGate dossier. You can't make this up. Since we broke this yesterday, it's in the newspapers. The newspapers are looking at it and going, God, this is confirmed. And Roger Stone, about 2 weeks ago, I'd just gone on family vacation, a workcation, And he said, yeah, no, they just sent out the feds out to my house. So they, you know, I was in the hospital for weeks. He had never been in the hospital in his life since he was born. That was the second time in the hospital in his life. And he said, it's polonium poisoning. But they're saying it's national security because only a state-sponsored actor could have this, this isotope that can only be made in the biggest reactors, basically. So it has a signature. He said, what do you think's behind it? I said, well, clearly it's meant to kill you. And then they just blamed the Russians and said they were getting rid of one of their assets. I said, with the Litvinenko case, it was connected back to MI6. And I wasn't even making the connection then that it was the same MI6 handler spy that was attacking Trump and Stone and everybody that was tied to that. I was doing research for it a few days after that. It was like, holy Toledo, it's the same guy. So this has, you know, huge import. Well, here's the whole story. So Stone goes, okay, give me the medical records. And then the guys with the, you know, crew cuts come back to the house and, well, it's national security, blah, blah, blah. And so he's having his lawyers involved in all this because they don't obviously want him waving around that he was hit with polonium. So he's going to get private tested right now. But, I mean, this happened. I mean, Stone looks like hell. I like Stone. He's a friend of mine now. Only for 2 years. Obviously, I met him like 5 years ago. But he looks 10 years older. His face looks like it's almost paralyzed. His, you know, radiation or the toxic effects all over his face. I mean, I really feel sorry for the guy. And he's so worried about defeating the globalists. He's so mission-oriented. He hardly even wanted to talk about this. He wanted to make it all about how they were going to call him before Congress. Well, let's set the stage here. Roger Stone was demonized by a whole bunch of members of Congress. Adler, you name it. All over the news. Roger Stone's behind the WikiLeaks. Roger Stone's behind the D.C. attacks. You know, the leaks. Roger Stone. And you've got this DNC staffer getting shot four times in the back. Seth Rich. See, journalists are being targeted. Whistleblowers are being targeted. I think I remember the Congress calling for Snowden and Bradley Manning's death. So all this is going on. All this is happening. Right as he's trying to finish his book, all this, exposing it, right as they're, quote, going to call him to Congress in the next month now, as the star witness that he's this Russian agent, he gets hit with polonium, probably didn't drink the whole drink. I don't know how he, you know, he got it measured, because it takes 24 to 48 hours to hit. You think it's the worst flu of your life. You know, your body's trying to get it out of there. You know, you're, you name it. So want to get rid of him, and you ask who has the motive? The criminal elements that have infiltrated our government, the criminal infiltrators of the quote deep state. But this has happened to Stone. It's just crazy that it was floated around to me that I should just have the message that the Justice Department's investigating me. Loretta Lynch that meets on airplanes with Bill Clinton, totally illegal. And Nancy Pelosi's really pissed at me. Then Pelosi's daughter goes on TV before I've announced this and says that I'm death-threatening her and have to be dealt with. Never said anything about, like that about her. So they've just got themselves all hyped up in this frenzy, I guess because they're behind the scenes giving orders or whatever. And I guess they're all playing James Bond now. I mean, this is a real world you're in. Everybody knows things are a two-way street. But when the Democratic leader's daughter, so like, Alex Jones, his people are death threatening me. I'm scared. He's bad. Shut him up. And Hillary's naming me. Obama's naming me. They're passing laws to start shutting down the free press. They list Drudge, InfoWars, and Roger Stone is fake news. We've even caught him trying to plant fake stories on the site. I mean, it has been like a James Bond movie, folks. And articles on InfoWars.com. The Daily Mail did a big breakdown on our exclusive interview yesterday. But this is a big, big deal. And you've got Seth Rich getting shot in the back. You've got what happened to Stone. You've got the fact that I was told by multiple sources that Hillary's who you have to worry about if she loses. Soros and these people, because they have a rule. If they lose politically, they go to the next level. It's like when they spend $5 billion of U.S. taxpayer money, something like a billion of Soros' money to overthrow Ukraine. They go on TV and admit they overthrew Ukraine so they can brag about it. Then they say the Russians are making it up, that the Russians invaded Ukraine. I thought that I even agree with the Russians. Soros admits they overthrew Ukraine, but then they come out and say, but it's insane, Russia did it all. I mean, Russia threw off their oligarchs, so the very same people we've got ruling us. That's the only solidarity we've got with Russia. And they're fellow human beings, and I'm not out to get Russia. If Russia does anything, if Russia gets caught promoting socialism or communism, which they're going away from, or coming after my guns, I will come out against the Russians so damn quick I'll make your head spin. I am a loyal American, as loyal as it gets. With the history, the fight, the proof, and the pedigree, the whole nine yards. But the truth is, it's the globalists that are screwing us over, pissing on our face, telling us our kids don't belong to us, trying to bankrupt things, trying to run the country off a cliff. I mean, you see the propaganda everywhere. I saw the cover of Time magazine incoming with a helicopter landing, you know, Air Force Two, or Marine Two, or Marine One, whatever it's called. Teleprompter Free. Is it Marine One, Buckley?
Marine One.
Yeah, Marine One. And Obama's fighting as hard as he can to stop the collapse that Trump's going to cause. And here's his survival guide. I read the stupid article. It's total inversion. Everything they say in there, they're doing to sabotage Trump and America. Folks, for 3 years, they've been letting leprosy and TB over the border. Okay, not even treating people that have it. They're like, oh, shut up. You're against diseases? There is a scorched earth program to bankrupt and wreck the country, and we even have the documents in the WikiLeaks. So there's a great Death World cartoon on Infowars.com. At least it was still there this morning. It was up yesterday. And it's an Evel Knievel car, like a Cadillac, running off Snake Mountain with Obama driving, with Uncle Sam in the back with his hat flying off, and sitting in the shotgun seat is Trump. And he says, all right, get ready to take the wheel. That's the truth, not Time magazine, or was it Newsweek? I read it on the airplane. Marine One landing, coming in, and it says, oh my gosh, can Obama help Trump not destroying himself? I mean, give me a break. And it's like we've elected a bunch of babies in the last administration. There were all these, Drudge has a great image of it, says, the last days, or the party's over. And it just shows all these whiny little bitches that had some score to settle. They had daddy issues with white male America. When you dumbasses have been in charge, and it's been a bunch of weirdo white males that are basically bossing you around, and you just wrecked the culture, wrecked the society. You're gonna pull a grudge. Trump answers the Constitution, and that's it. He's got some issues with it, but, you know, at least he means well. And when I look at the left and just how crazy they've gotten, and I keep saying this, you're not the left. You're not the left. You're not the left. Left, right, what does that mean? I have the whole history of it. The average leftist doesn't know what left hand means. Left means sinister or left hand. It's associated with the feminine in general history. And it's associated with dishonor, treachery, lies, the devil. That's the thing about left and right. I don't think that's fair towards women, but there you go. But if you look at the Jacobins and the first leftist movement, that's what they called it, it was a Luciferian religion. This is in the history books. George Washington wrote about it in letters. You can read them online. Library of Congress. Scans of his own writing. Warning of it. And the French Revolution. So, the Republican establishment's horrible. They're part of the same leftist movement. So when I say transcend the left-right paradigm, I mean transcend that the establishment on the left and right are controlling us. It doesn't mean there isn't a left or right within a certain paradigm of analysis. It's like a language. It doesn't mean a language is all-encompassing in reality. It's just a way to approximate and look at things. So, these are deviant people who do not like the fact that you're handsome, strong, and you play the guitar, or that you're a great poet. That's why they always obsess with the arts and controlling the arts and controlling the distribution of the arts so they can poison the great spirit of humanity. That's their ritual. And they admit this. Everything's a big ritual. And they're losing control. Hollywood's folding. Everything's falling. I made the point that they're hoping communist China buys up the big six production houses because they're failing. And I made the point, my God, you people don't even get yourself straight. The communists have already taken over in China, so they don't want homosexuality taught to kids and training stuff and all this stuff. They execute you if you're gay in China. I'm not saying that's good. The news picked that up. I did a memo on it last week. I said, you want China to come in and take over because they're authoritarian and can back up Hollywood and because they're anti-American, but they'll execute you for your agenda and they won't even let you air most of your films that they see as anti-family because they understand that the brand of sexual revolution you're selling was designed by the CIA, this is declassified, to end the family and bring down the civilization. And again, you're like, well, wait, is it a communist program? No. The Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, these big groups put all this out in the 50s and 60s, deployed it in the 60s and 70s, and they've done it. The black community had less illegitimacy in the 40s than whites did. Now it's upwards of 87%. That's weaponized control. MTV, force-feeding gangster rap. Folks picked it up, converted their culture to being thugs. So everyone would ostracize them, put them in their own group. Everybody kills each other. You're ready for prison. They even had you wear your pants hanging down around your ass, saying, I'm a male whore in a prison. Punk me. Bend me over. And I mean, they could make people dress like prison sex slaves and make it cool because Sumner Redstone on MTV said so. See, Sumner Redstone hates you. All right, listen, I got to end this transmission. Next transmission, I might do one from the airport. Next transmission is going to be in D.C., Lord willing. Don't ever take anything for granted. I'm not being a drama queen about this. People that don't live in extraordinary situations or don't know that history's happening, oh, yeah, right. Well, I mean, look at how we've changed the world. Look at how InfoWars has changed the world. Look at all the things we've done together. And then realize this is really happening. And the globalists do recognize that InfoWars and you, the listeners and viewers, were an integral part of taking the Republic back to a certain extent. We've gotten a beachhead in D.C. And so pray for us. Support us. go to InfoWarsStore.com. Great products, big sales that they end this weekend. 30% off with a bunch of the supplements and stuff. Non-GMO heirloom seeds, great water filters. Everything, you know, the media makes jokes about water filtration. I drink bottled water and filtered water, period. Everybody knows. There's a lot of mistakes and crap there. You're crazy if you don't be drinking. Support us. Spread the word. Spread the article. Spread the video. Spread the Rogers Toad articles. Instead of a local talk show host and national media and say, why aren't you covering this? Because you're waiting till national news covers it. Because you're smart enough to know you get fired if you ever report anything original. Because you're controlled. And that's why you're losing your audience. And I understand it's a chicken or an egg. Because you get fired if you report the truth, but you also fire yourself by not reporting the truth because nobody's listening. So if a tree fell in the forest, nobody was here to make a sound. You didn't make a sound. Hey, those who the gods would destroy, they first make man. Know that. The elite are going crazy. Maxine Waters going on TV and saying, we need to impeach Trump. He gets orders from Putin. Putin came up with the term crooked Hillary. I guess he came up with the term coca-cola. But this is the insanity. The babies, the whining scum that realize you're being rejected. Doesn't mean some utopia is coming, but at least a bunch of scum, a bunch of moron idiots. You know, our time's coming to an end. I hope you stand down, globalist. All right, I'm going to be in D.C. covering things. They're trying to ban free speech. Then they're going to, you know, try to gas the event I'm going to speak at, and, you know, death threats, all of it. It's what cowards do. Because they're cowards. Death threats would, I guess, intimidate them. It's not working. Humanity's awakening. I'm Alex Jones at InfoWars.com. If you're watching this transmission, you are the hope and you are the resistance.
Again, that's Alex Jones on his way to Washington. He's going to be at the Deplore Ball. He's also going to be broadcasting from the inauguration. And as Gavin McInnes said, all these people plotting to disrupt the Deplore Ball, he said, my biggest concern is that security will stop them before I get a piece of them. What they want to get, they've got a list of people there, Alex Jones, Gavin McInnes, Joe Biggs. I tell you, you're going after the wrong people if you do that. They're going to be jumping into something they can't get out of. I want to switch now to this news about Obama's commutating the prison sentence of Chelsea Manning. Manning was given a 35-year sentence. Now we're told that he's going to be out in May, served 6 years. And, of course, it's interesting also because Julian Assange, back on January the 12th, said if Obama grants Manning clemency, Assange will agree to U.S. extradition despite clear unconstitutionality of the Department of Justice case. This came from WikiLeaks' Twitter feed. Then, yesterday, after this was announced, they came out and said Assange is confident of winning any fair trial in the U.S. Obama's Department of Justice prevented public interest defense and a fair jury. And the White House then came back and said, well, this was done independent of any offers, anything that was said by Mr. Assange, any public comments. The White House official said, I have no insight into Mr. Assange's travel plans. I can't speak to any charges or potential charges he may be facing from the Justice Department. So hopefully he is not going to be coming. I would be concerned for him to come even in a Trump administration. Certainly he's not going to get a fair trial under an Obama administration. I'm not confident with all the different comments that I've seen, especially from Republicans, that it would be a fair trial from Republicans either. You know, we see Josh Earnest coming out and saying GOP is intellectually dishonest on the Manning pardon. They say you have complimented, these are the same Republicans on Capitol Hill who endorsed a man for president, who praised WikiLeaks, who defended the integrity of Julian Assange, even as he was trashing the patriotic men and women who work in the U.S. intelligence community. Well, you know what? It was Barack Obama, let's not forget, that had Manning in jail for the last 6-plus years. That all happened in 2009. They're the ones who threw him in jail. And then there's this tweet that came out. This is an RT article. Judith Miller slammed on Twitter for saying that the Manning leaks killed people. And, of course, they point out in this article that Judith Miller, with her reporting, advocated invading Iraq in 2003 and has been blasted on Twitter after criticizing Obama's decision to commute Manning's prison sentence. She said, how many people have died? This is a woman who sold the war to the American public for the military-industrial complex. And so we should ask, how many people have been killed? What's the body count?
of the leaks that came out of WikiLeaks versus the lies that we were told by the unanimous intelligence committee. And we're going to talk about what we found out from Manning when we come back.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.